This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Special Labor Day. What's on your mind? You could end up being the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day. Call Eric today. Although, you know, he is helping out some folks down in Houston and stuff. Brought some supplies to flood victims. So Eric went down to Houston Friday. But he might have one of those telephones that people carry with them. I got Teddy Roosevelt here, so he's kind of getting a little accustomed to some of the technology we have in this day and age. You didn't have that back riding that moose back in the day, did you?
If I had a cell phone, imagine what I would have gotten done.
would you have used, as president, would you have used Twitter?
Very likely so. I think I like communicating as directly as I could to the American people. In my day, it was through the newspapers.
Yeah. And Reagan, you know, went on TV, and, you know, Trump now directly on Twitter, and I'm thinking Teddy would have done that.
My cousin Franklin was famously on the radio. His fireside chats.
That's still around, too, isn't it?
The radio.
It's been known to work, too. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. 7 after the hour, Todd Mitchell and in for Scott Hennin. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the Teddy Roosevelt.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day. I'm delighted to be with all of the listeners of the What's on Your Mind radio program hosted by Scott Hennin. I listen each and every opportunity I have to do so while I'm here in North Dakota in the summers and while I travel the country occasionally online. I'm delighted to be with you and our listeners here. I've got a traffic report. I know you do that on the radio.
Absolutely.
I drove through Bismarck. Apparently, it's a national holiday. The streets are wide open and clear. So enjoy your
Labor
Day.
It's not your typical Monday travel pattern.
I'm delighted to get your calls today at What's On Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550, or locally 701-258-0550. What's On Your Mind, North Dakota, and hello to everyone through the greater upper Midwest, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Southern Canada. We bid you all a good day. We've got a wonderful program coming up, and if you don't mind, Mr. Mitchell, I'd like to get right to it.
Let's do it.
We've got a gentleman on the phone with us from Medora, North Dakota, and Medora, of course, in the Badlands, where the romance of my life began. We're joined in Medora by Randy Hutzenbuehler. He's president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. Mr. Hutzenbuehler, are you with us this morning?
I am, Colonel. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and Mr. Hutzenbuehler knows my
smiling.
My friends call me Colonel, and welcome to the program. How are things in Medora this morning, sir?
I said I'm still smiling. It's unbelievable this morning. We just finished last night's Sunday evening performance at the Medora Musical, where I had the pleasure of saying every seat in the theater was sold and filled, and there were a few in the aisles. It was absolutely a stunning evening. And the fun part about it is we still got another week to go with our show.
The Medora Musical, for any of our listeners that might not be familiar with the world-famous Medora Musical, tell us what happens in Medora every evening in the summertime.
You know, for 53 years, this show has been put on, and it's become a family tradition for many, many North Dakotans, but it's really been incredible to watch how it's growing beyond the state's borders. I think some of the listeners have probably noticed in the last 18 months, Medora has been noticed by the New York Times 3 times in major feature stories. Just a week ago on Sunday, there was a 2-page feature story on the Medora Musical. And very interesting because our show it's a celebration of state and country, and a happy prideful way of saying it's okay to put faith in part of your presentation. And I think the New York Times said, we didn't know there were places like this that still exist, and people should go see this because it's good for you. So we have this beautiful outdoor amphitheater in a gorgeous setting and amazing talent that play every night for 100 nights. They get one day a month off, so I shouldn't say every night. 97 out of 100 nights, the Midor Musical plays. And the last one is coming up on Saturday night. We've got all this week yet.
So that's at 7:30 Mountain Time in the beautiful Badlands. And, of course, when one travels from Minneapolis, St. Paul, or the Lakes Country, or Eastern Dakota, you change your clock. You gain the hour. And just in time for what's been a beautiful sunset, sadly, with the smoke coming from Montana with the fires, this Labor Day we keep all who are serving, especially the firefighters out in the West, in our thoughts and prayers. But there have been some beautiful sunsets and predicted for some beautiful weather this coming September week.
Yeah, if you take a look at the 10-day forecast, I think it says still enjoy summer anywhere up here in the upper Midwest. It's going to be very nice. And I like what you said there, Colonel. It's always better to go west. You gain that extra hour, and you just don't want to leave when you head back east.
Mr. Hudson-Buehler, you can't just spend one day in Medora, and you're the gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Talk to us a bit about the synergy between the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation and Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
I think we're so fortunate that you chose to spend parts of your life here. And the park is this amazing space that, when I referred to the New York Times just a year ago, when the New York Times talked about the 52 most important places one should visit in the world, number 5 on that list was Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It was actually the top place in the United States. And I think you're the reason for that. The public understands that conservation was extremely important to President Roosevelt, and many people would say that the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is where his strongest views of that were formed. And so here we sit. You know, we're so lucky. Medora sits right at the doorstep, literally at the doorstep to the national park. And the National Park is a great partner in helping people discover the Badlands of North Dakota. The really interesting thing is we get all excited about our year in the Medora Musical, and we get sad that it's going to end next week. But the fall might be the best time of the year to come visit the National Park. So Medora doesn't close next week. It's, in many ways, there's other reasons to come. September 17th, the park is going to have a fantastic evening, just a star-watching evening. Lots of things going on in the park all the time.
Today is Labor Day. September 17th on our official calendar is Citizenship Day. It's the anniversary of the signing of the United States Constitution. It was President Truman that signed the legislation creating the Theodore Roosevelt Memorial Park, and it was President Truman who signed the legislation commemorating Citizenship Day. We come full circle there. When I was president, Mr. Hudson-Buehler, I knew right and wrong. I appreciate that we're on the program, What's On Your Mind, but I famously once said, I don't know what the American people think, I only know what they ought to think. I did a great deal of lecturing about right and wrong. One senator at the White House bristled and said, Mr. President, you're preaching. I said, Senator, you're right, and the presidency is a bully pulpit, too. Now the Bully Pulpit is a very splendid golf course nearby Medora, operated by the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. That, of course, stays open after the musical closes as well. Tell us about the Bully Pulpit. How are things there at that wonderful outdoor golf course?
Well, Colonel, you're going to start to hear a theme here. I'm smiling because 2017 has been a special year. Almost every part of what we want to do, including Bully Pulpit, is having a really, really fine summer season. Bully Pulpit has been managed in a way that early in the season when we had heat and drought, you would have expected that course to suffer. We've got a young man, Kyle Fick, is our superintendent. He has just done a masterful job of keeping that course in first-class shape. And the results are we've had lots of play out at the golf course. And everybody who plays golf knows that the fall of the year is a spectacular time. You know, if you've never been to Bully Pulpit, you know, we will never stop proudly saying when it was built, it was named the number one best public golf course, new public golf course in the country by Golf Digest. And maybe more importantly, in recent years, it's been named in the top 100. And then this summer, if you're a golfer, you paid attention to where the U.S. Open was played at Erin Hills. And so we got another little kind of notoriety boost because the designer of the U.S. Open course, Dr. Michael Herdson, also designed Bully Pulpit. Those are getting to be some high accolades for our designer because he builds great golf courses.
We're going to come back with Randy Hudson-Buehler, president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And do call in at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. We'll talk to you again soon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're with Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, to talk about the Splash family of pools. There's no better place in summer to be than in a pool. And you can have one soon from Vince and the crew at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is this one the best?
Because, Scott, it's an above-ground pool that you can set up in less than a half hour. We call it a permanent pool. You set up temporarily, but you can leave it up year-round. This is a commercial-grade pool. Matter of fact, it's used commercially all over the world. Our customers come in. They might be looking for an in-ground pool, but when you find out how much that is compared to the Splash Super Pool and the things you can do with that, it becomes an easy decision. It's great summer fun, and you don't have to go away for vacation. You can stay in your own backyard.
Saves you money, too, from an in-ground, right?
A lot of money. Plus, like I said, it's an investment. You can take it with you, or you could even sell it, like if you want to move and get rid of it. Kids are going to school, whatever. You can sell it.
Best of all, enjoy summer in it. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too, online at hotspringnd.com. Stop and see them. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 20 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hennon off for the Labor Day, undoubtedly doing some work. There's a honey-do list. Just because it's Labor Day doesn't mean no labor is being done. But still hard at work every Labor Day. His friends call him Colonel, but I insist, for my own purposes, he was a president. President Teddy Roosevelt.
A delight to be with you, Mr. Mitchell, and your listeners. Happy Labor Day to everyone. And we've got on the line with us a real president, the president of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, Randy Hudson-Buehler. How are things in Medora this morning, Mr. Hudson-Buehler?
We are enjoying Labor Day, and your conversation with Todd about Labor Day kind of, you know, makes me feel really grateful. You know, Harold Schaefer, most of the state knows, made Medora his gift to the state of North Dakota. But an awful lot of people make gifts to the Medora Foundation so that we can continue to offer everything in Medora at this time of the year. We probably have close to 100 volunteers in Medora right now. Several of them have been here for 2 weeks, giving of their time to serve the visitors. And we've had just an amazing summer. Almost 350 employees and another 50 contract personnel with the Medora Musical. These people work so hard, and they just love taking care of the visitors to Medora. So your conversation reminded me to say thank you.
We thank everyone who's working today, all those who've worked in Medora over the years, and I'm struck, as you know, I'm in Medora nearly every day in the afternoon. I'm able to be up on stage at the Old Town Hall Theater on top of the Bill Sorensen stage. I get to work with volunteers and young people from throughout the country and indeed throughout the world. And many a young North Dakotan may have gotten his or her first employment, his or her first job, a summer job or that sort of thing in Medora. And I know that you like working with the young people from throughout the state and throughout the country.
I've kind of said it sounds cliche-ish, but I've felt like I've had the best job in North Dakota for a lot of reasons, including working with young people. As last night, there was a young man from Turkey, Rayzan. I think he's a ninja. We like to have contests who can sell more popcorn. I give up. He wins.
Oh,
he is amazing.
Well, that's amazing because you still, you know, carry it on your head and run around the bleachers like you're, you know, a third of your age.
Well, he is a third of my age, and he's a ninja. He can fly.
This is a big moment in the history of competition on the radio. For I've never heard a champion relinquish his throne with such grace and magnanimity.
It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to be out here. You know, Colonel, we have to say thank you to you. The president, in his current form, has been in Medora for the sixth season, and he is transforming Medora, really bringing Theodore Roosevelt to life. I hope listeners can accidentally choose to be in Medora next summer when you have your gathering of Theodore Roosevelts, because some magic is happening. Not just Theodore Roosevelt. This year, we had Mr. and Mrs. Roosevelt. We had Ethel. We had Alice. We had Edith. We had Quentin. We had other reenactors later on. And it has been something to watch how the town is growing in its presentation of its history and the Roosevelt history. And I think most people in North Dakota are already starting to get to know the president in a better way because of you. So I say thank you to you.
My pleasure. It's important work, and it's done so well by all of my colleagues throughout the country. We do believe that if you are an actor who attempts to bring Theodore Roosevelt to life, that you should come and get a little bit of the Little Missouri in your veins. You mentioned, Mr. Hudson-Buehler, that at the musical, there's an appropriate inclusion of faith, an acknowledgement of the creator of this beautiful nature in the Badlands and the provider of our bounty. And also this year, for the second year, but perhaps more prominently so, the Gospel Brunch has been featured in Medora, and it's all the buzz throughout the region. Tell us about the Gospel Brunch, please.
Our producer, Kurt Wolin, who produces a Medora musical, has for a few years been saying, I think we should do a brunch in downtown Medora. And we settled on the gospel brunch, the Medora gospel brunch. Last year was its first year, and it was a good success. We were very happy that two mornings a week we had it, and we averaged about 68 persons at the show. It caught on. People noticed that you can go to Branson and not see a show better than what we've put on. This year we made it four mornings a week, and we averaged almost 180 people. We were selling that show out three out of every four shows now. We have one more week. It played on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And so we still have a few performances. We actually added one today because yesterday sold out, and decided to add one and going to have a nice big show. But it's just a wonderful show. Downtown in the Town Square Show Hall, we've converted what used to be known as the Chuck Wagon, and it's a dinner theater, and it's a really good brunch and even better show. You know, I appreciate you acknowledging again. I think if you ever come to the Medora Musical, it's worth taking 20 minutes extra to go into the Welcome Center and read the letter between Harold Schaefer and the original producer of the show in 1965. And you can see what Harold wanted in the Medora Musical. Good, clean family entertainment, lots of energy, song and dance, and a happy celebration of state and pride, obviously sharing the history of Theodore Roosevelt. But not hidden in there was our faith, a presentation that Medora stands for good things, and we're not afraid to share that faith-based kind of presentation in the musical. And as you say, even more pronounced in the gospel brunch.
This coming weekend, wonderful weekend ahead, there will be a kite and balloon festival in the Badlands and right there in Medora. We're coming near to conclusion of our visit, but looking ahead to the weekend, tell us about the balloon festival.
That's our capstone to the summer season. And I think we will have 7 or 8 hot air balloons. If the weather is right, they will take off early in the morning on Saturday and again on Sunday, just east of the Badlands Motel. It's growing in popularity. I think last couple of falls when we do this, you might see as many as 700-800 people just to watch them take off early in the morning. And it is the last weekend of the Medora Musical, so it's something we really look forward to and hope that people will come out and enjoy the balloons as they fly over the Badlands.
I famously said in 1910 in Fargo, I would have never been president but for my experiences in North Dakota. So I know that Mr. Hudson Buehler joins me in inviting each and every one of you to come to the Badlands. Randy Hudson Buehler, thanks for being on What's On Your Mind this morning.
Thank you, Colonel and Todd. Just one quick 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com. You can take care of your reservations that way.
Thank you so very much for being with us.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Why did Energy Transfer Partners sue Greenpeace, Earth Justice, and other groups over the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? We asked that question of Kelsey Warren, the chairman of Energy Transfer Partners.
This lawsuit is an investment in our future. We've got to send a message. You can't do this. Let's go back and look at what this really was. What it really was a big money raise. It was a big con job to spread false lies to go get sympathizers to contribute money, thinking they're helping some kind of green cause. And it was nothing more than a big scam to raise money. And they raised a lot of money. And what your state took on is unprecedented, and the way you guys handled it is unprecedented. I've never seen anything more impressive than this law enforcement reaction to these bad actors that were in your state. And we feel like it's our duty to now say, wait a minute, this is not over. You think it's over, you've moved to the next pipeline project, but it's not over. You may not be defeated by us, but you're going to have fits trying not to be.
Kelsey Warren on the recently filed lawsuit and another edition of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Apache, not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. We had a windy season. We had a kind of a dry season drift. Always a worry to producers. Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that throughout the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. They spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache Sprayer works hard for you. And that's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do with the support team to back it up. 1701 Eastside Court, and basically across the road from the longtime Bonanza. 27 before the hour. This is What's on Your Mind, and in for Scott Hedden today. They call him Colonel. You may know him as Teddy Roosevelt. Or maybe you knew him as Colonel.
Good morning,
Mr. Mitchell. Is that kind of inside information gotten today?
I do think most of my Rough Riders have gone to the great beyond, and it's the recuperative waters of the Little Missouri that bring me to life. I ask people if they've seen me at Mount Rushmore, and they say yes, and I say, I'm rather stone-faced there, aren't I? Here at Theodore Roosevelt National Park in Medora, I come to life. I'm delighted to be on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennen. What a wonderful voice for good public policy is Mr. Hennen. He's taking a day off on Labor Day. I'm taking your calls at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. I'm delighted to have as a guest this half hour Mr. Wayne Cruz, Vice President of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. The Competitive Enterprise Institute is a nonprofit public policy organization dedicated to advancing the principles of limited government, free enterprise, and individual liberty. This half hour is dedicated to Scott Hennen, who I do believe believes in all of those things, as do all good Americans. Is Vice President Wayne Cruz with us here today?
Most certainly. Thank you much for having me, and happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day, Mr. Cruz. Your listeners are spread out all throughout the upper Midwest. They're greatly concerned about the economy, the policies of the country. Tell us a bit about the work that you do with Competitive Enterprise Institute, and we'll get to discussing the cost of regulation in the lives for consumers and taxpayers, and we'll look forward to calls on these and other subjects as well.
Well, I appreciate you asking. CEI was founded by Fred Smith about now it's 33 years ago, but we're a public policy advocacy group, as you said, devoted to individual liberty. But at the time, there were a lot of groups working on tax and budget, the war, social issues, and things like that. We tend to focus on the regulatory state. of which unfortunately there's a lot to deal with. It's not just the cost of the federal government that everyone knows about, the $20 trillion debt, the $500 billion deficit, $4 trillion in spending every year, which it's going back to again this year, but it's also that hidden tax of regulation that matters a lot, too. All the alphabet soup of agencies like EPA and OSHA and on down the line.
I'm rather familiar with the alphabet soup. You may know,
absolutely,
Mr. Cruz, I didn't add as many institutions from that alphabetic soup as did my cousin Franklin. But, of course, I signed
That's
legislation creating the Pure Food and Drug Act. You can go ahead and put me in your sights as well if you'd like to take on the bull moose that way. But, of course, we understand that some regulation is necessary. For example, there's sort of an agreement that we'll all stop at the stop sign in some way. In a way,
sure,
that regulates our conduct or our behavior, But where's the line and what's the cost? What's on the front burner for CEI with regards to regulation?
Well, actually, the way you just expressed that's a really good point. I'm just mentioning that, too, because all the things that we want to regulate, the things that we value in society, whether it's financial stability, food safety, privacy, cybersecurity, all those sorts of things are actually values, too. So you need and it's markets that increase wealth and expand values. So markets can help expand those. And it's not always the right approach to just rely on an agency to do it. So you kind of need that mix. You need both approaches. If you need some kind of a regulatory oversight, you want to make sure that if the private sector, the civil society can come up with better ways of governing something, say drones or driverless cars or what have you, you want to let that new approach step in. But our focus lately has been on the regulatory state, as you say. I do this annual report every year called 10,000 Commandments that surveys trends in federal regulations. And I'll tell you, Colonel, it's really an eye-opener. If you think about the cost of federal spending, everybody often talks about how we spend $4 trillion a year. But by my best reckoning, looking at the cost of regulations, I come up with $1.9 trillion, close to $2 trillion in spending that the private sector does on regulatory issues. And that's everything across the board, from our environmental regulations, labor regulations, financial sector. But there's so many areas that we don't even count them at all. But based on a lot of government data, that's the best I can come up with. But $2 trillion in context, that's more than we pay in the individual income tax, which is about $1.2 trillion now in the latest numbers. And the corporate income tax, which is under $300 billion right now. So incredibly, to me, the cost of regulations are more than what we pay in individual income taxes and corporate income taxes. And I said, cool, that's basically a hidden tax. But the numbers of rules are exploding. I can tell you they're way down under Donald Trump. When he came in and put the freeze in place and said, we're gonna cut 70% of regulations, he didn't do that, but he did put a freeze in place. And when agencies put out big, fat, new rules, they do have to eliminate two for every one. But we've been putting out over 3,500 regulations for years now. And in Obama's last year, the Federal Register, which is the daily depository of all of these rules, topped 97,000 pages. I've never seen anything like it. The biggest Federal Register had been before was 82,000. But in Obama's last year, that thing popped up to 97,000 pages. This year, it's way down. We're probably in the 40,000 range and are looking at finishing up the year at about 60,000 pages. Bottom line, regulations are popping out like chocolate bunnies, and it's more than just these regulations. It's also that agencies like the IRS and others, Department of Labor and so on, don't always issue rules going through the notice and public notice and comment periods. They just issue guidance, memoranda, notices, bulletins, circulars, interpretations, all of these ways that govern us where we don't really get to comment on it. And it's become a real concern. And I think Congress is taking note of it too, but that's a lot of things going on. And we can talk about any of that you like.
Mr. Cruz, I was struck by the title of your yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, an annual snapshot of the federal regulatory state. Two of the great religions were able to bring their commandments into a decalogue, to take them as the Big Ten, as they might be said. But I'm hearing from you that 10,000 might actually be an underestimation of the number of regulations that are promulgated, as you mentioned, by the agencies and departments through a rule promulgating process rather than a legislative process where our elected officials are representing the interests of the consumer, the taxpayer, the small business person.
Absolutely. As you say, you know, 10,000 commandments kind of rolls off the tongue, and it's got some historical basis, and it's cute, but it really is the case that there are a lot more regulations than that. I was looking at, you know, since I started that report, there have been over 88,000 regulations. And it just so happens that I'd started this report way back in the 90s. I was at a group, the Citizens for a Sound Economy, and I was putting together a report. I said, you know, we get this federal budget every year, and we can look at the historical tables, and we can track all of this going back. People complain. Sometimes things get cut. Sometimes things don't. But nobody's doing this for regulation. And so I started pulling that together, and that's how the whole thing emerged. But I'll tell you, Carl, in the past administration, you would often hear the phrase pen and phone. The president would say, President Obama at the time would say, you know, if Congress doesn't act, I have a pen, I have a phone, I can act, and we can go around Congress if Congress doesn't act. And I started looking at that, and at that time the big issues were the delays he did of his own Obamacare legislation, and it was changes to immigration programs and things like that. But I thought, if the president is doing this, I imagine that the agencies are doing this as well. And I started combing through. And so now, in addition to the 10,000 commandments report, I have a new one called regulatory dark matter. You know, if you go out and look at the sun right now, here it's a bright sunny day. We had an eclipse last week that I went down to South Carolina to watch. If you look out at the celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, the stars, what planets you can see, you're seeing less than 5% of the actual universe. Most of the universe is made up of dark matter that we can't see and can barely detect. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a good analogy to the regulatory state, because I started thinking, if the agencies, if they adopt this Obama philosophy of, you know, going around Congress or going around the public notice system, I bet they're doing a lot of things kind of off the books. And it turns out they were. The so-called Waters of the United States rule that EPA put out, turns out that started out as regulatory guidance without notice and comment. The Department of Labor's rules on franchising and on independent contracting that came out over the past couple of years were not laws from Congress, not regulations that went through notice and comment, but simply directives that came from the unelected head of the agency. Those have been pulled back by President Trump, by the way. There's HUD guidance that says if you don't rent to someone with a criminal record or sell a home to someone with a criminal record, you may be in violation of the Fair Housing Act, and on down the line. And it also applies to new regulations like that with respect to drones. The FAA last year put out a 600-page rule on regulating drones. And I looked at it, I thought, you know, I bet there's more going on here. And I searched through that rule, and there are at least six other areas where the agency is going to issue just guidance, not laws, not regulations, but just directives on pilot certification, how high Amazon needs to be before it drops off your package with a drone, crashworthiness, all these sorts of rules that agencies are implementing and getting out in front of the competitive process and sort of replacing it. So it's one of the things we have to watch. We have to look at Congress's spending. We have to look at the laws, watch the laws that they put out. We've got to watch all these thousands of agency regulations. But I fear that it's increasingly getting swamped by what we call regulatory dark matter. And so we're trying to keep an eye on that. The last couple of years, we've spent some time cataloging it.
When we come back, we're going to hear from Mr. Wayne Cruz about regulatory dark matter on What's On Your Mind.
Yeah.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump. at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Skylar Dutton discussing why workplace drug policy is an important step in preparing their employees.
Well, so a lot of it has to do with documentation. You have to document this sort of stuff. And having a good policy in the workplace is a good comprehensive drug policy. It is of utmost importance. And that'll help you really be prepared so that your employees do know what avenues that they're supposed to take. Are they supposed to remove them from work immediately? Are they supposed to take them to whatever OCMED facility to get drug tested? Just what are the proper steps? So being able to write that policy is a big important step.
Learn more about effective workplace drug policies during the NDSC's Reasonable Suspicion for Supervisors course. Register now at www.ndsc.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You get the choice of the pump at PetroServe USA throughout North Dakota, throughout Minnesota. E15, E10, E85, E30, E40. Unleaded. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come into the store and get great savings as always. The 4-for-4 special, four items, $4. Personal pan pizza, hot stuff, one of the best, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two delicious cookies, four items, the pizza, the pop, and cookies, $4, all day, every day. PetroServe USA near you. Make sure you register for your shot at winning one of the $1,050 gift cards. PetroServe USA, 10 before the hour, it's Ludman Mitchell, and the Colonel's here, Teddy Roosevelt.
A delight to be on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hannon. You can call in at 1-800-228-0550 or 70. 858-0550. What's on your mind, North Dakota, and certainly with our guest, Vice President for Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, Mr. Wayne Cruz. His mention of the regulatory environment, well, we've got farmers and ranchers and small business people, people working in the industries of coal and natural gas and oil. We've all got our ears to the radio. Mr. Cruz, we've got President Trump coming to Mandan, North Dakota, just across the river from Bismarck, where I sit. He's coming to a petroleum refinery, and you say that he has done some things to advance the cause of eliminating some of the regulatory burden for our citizens, businesses, and consumers.
Absolutely. You know, when President Reagan came in, he cut the Federal Register and the numbers of rules coming out of agencies by over a third. And I can tell you, so far, Trump has done more than that. When he was first elected, in fact, when he was running back at the time last August when Hillary Clinton was giving a speech at a small business tech company and talking about her small business plans, Trump also did his announcement saying that he was going to freeze regulatory costs. He was going to put a freeze on regulations, that 70% of regulations can go, and can go was his quote. And then when he was elected that very week, he put out a video saying that for every new rule that came in, two rules would have to be eliminated. And not only that, the costs of regulations, whatever agencies did, the costs of their regulations would have to be zero. And that seems to be the path we're on. You know, it's tough, though, because you know this political environment right now. The Congress is coming back into D.C. in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, so there's going to be spending for Hurricane Harvey. But on top of that, the tax debate, the budget ceiling is coming up. All of this is potentially creating an environment that's as contentious as the one with respect to the attempted Obamacare repeal. Regulatory reform in Congress is not yet the thing that's at the top of the agenda. It could be. It could be one of the things that unites the two parties, because a lot of people are still out of work and are still saying so to their Democratic representatives and senators back at home. And we do have another election year coming up in which a lot of Democrat senators are vulnerable. So it could be a congressional issue. It's not. But to the extent that Trump on his own unilaterally, and I stress this time, though, within the rule of law, to the extent that Trump can reduce regulations using legitimate executive power, he's done so.
Did I not recall reading that there was actually a court case filed challenging the president's rule of for every new rule, two must be out. There was some sort of challenge that this was an arbitrary or capricious, that it wasn't done on the merits of each particular regulation. Can you speak to that? Is that an ongoing issue?
Yes, that is an ongoing issue. But some of the groups that have put that rule out, I think it was NRDC and some others, but I can't be for sure if they're the ones. But it was left of center groups, and there are a lot of areas where we work with some of those groups on issues like, say, privacy or something of that sort, free speech issues. But presidents they're the executive branch, and the president has the right to exercise control over how the executive branch carries out its business. And every president has done that since Reagan. Each president has put out an executive order telling his expectations with respect to agency review, cost-benefit analysis of rules, risk assessment of rules, making trade-offs, doing retrospective analysis, making sure that burdens are minimized. On down the list, every president makes an effort to exercise control over the regulatory state, and that's what the president is supposed to do. That's one of the only things he is supposed to do. So in one way or another, all of this is going to stick. You know, unfortunately, in my view, a lot of President Obama's legacy is sticking because he issued a lot of regulations going out the door. Some folks call it midnight regulations when there's a big surge of rules at the end of a presidential term. Obama did a lot of that. He did over 300. But when the new Congress came in, the new 115th Congress and Trump, they eliminated just 14 of those out of dozens and dozens, even hundreds. So the Obama legacy does stand, and I think some of Trump's reforms with respect to his regulatory rollbacks are going to stand, too, even if Congress doesn't act.
But Mr. Cruz, well, our time comes to a close. Our listeners can get in touch with you via your website, the Competitive Enterprise Institute at CEI.org. We appreciate your time today and wish you a happy Labor Day.
My pleasure. Happy Labor Day.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.